every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
And it all has to do with you.
Thanks for tuning in.
It's Rosie on the House, your weekend wake-up tradition.
I talk to the tree, stop and hear what I say.
As we head on around back, Mr. John Eisenhower, ISA certified arborist. We find him with a prod this morning out there with his irrigation and the sprinklers and checking your soil depth, your moisture depth there, Mr. Eisenhower.
My favorite tools around with me. I decided to bring in my soil probe. It's so cool. It just came in the mail the other day, and it's they tend to grow legs. I've had several of them over the years, and when I find someone who can use one, I tend to just give them away as just gifts because they're such a handy tool. And they're really nice fiberglass, 4 feet long, have a metal tip on the end and a T-handle, and you can push them down into the soil to check your water depth. And they're just such an amazing tool at a very reasonable cost. They're only about $25, $26, and they are one of the most useful tools for determining whether you're getting the water down to the full depth of the root zone on your trees and shrubs. You can guess all you want about how long you should be putting your water on, but a soil probe lets you know exactly how deep you're getting that watering. And for your ground cover and your small shrubs, you only need about 6 inches of depth of soil, maybe 8 or 10. For your larger trees, maybe 18 inches. Anywhere from 2 to 3 feet of depth of soil. Well, you can't really test the water unless you have something to push down into the soil. So these fiberglass soil probes are just really handy to have. So, yeah, I brought mine in today. It's kind of fun. It's my favorite tool. I'm going to carry it around with me for a couple of days. It'll find its way in the cross box on the back of my pickup truck in the next couple of days.
We got to get some dirt on that soil.
I didn't probe. It looks too clean.
Way too clean. I bought one last year, and it did change everything on our watering. They are amazing. And then you know what else is really interesting is after a good deep soaking watering, 2-3 days later, you can still push that probe, and it's amazing to see how moist that stays underground.
Sure. Well, the amazing thing is that the surface soil, the top couple of inches, can be baked as hard as clay, and usually it is clay. It's like concrete. But if you'll just dig past that layer of hardened soil on the surface, then you'll realize that our soil has a very high water holding capacity, and there's lots of moisture down there. So don't just base your watering on the dryness of the surface soil. You've got to get that soil probe to go past that crust on the surface, down past that, and you'll find out, gosh, my soil probe goes in real easily. Now, if you push past that surface soil and you can't get that probe to go in at all, you'll know that your soil is very dry and you need to get some water on it. So that soil probe is really handy from that standpoint. You can take a shovel and dig down and find that soil, but that's pretty disruptive. The soil probe makes it a lot easier. And the 4-foot soil probe, which we love, saves your back too, because if you're going to be pushing that probe into the soil 2 or 3 feet, you don't want to be bending over all the way to the ground, because they have these little 3-foot ones, and which we commonly will put all the way into the ground, right to the handle, and that's kind of hard on your back. These 4-footers are kind of nice because you're not going to usually be going much below about 3 feet.
The soil probe, an arborist must have, I understand.
Yes, it is. Must have tool.
And we are talking trees here this Saturday morning. If you'd like to join the conversation, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. There's an extra layer to do that. Just hit 0 when you hear the auto attendant come on, and that'll bypass the message and get you straight into the studio. And you've also got your special guest in with you, your right-hand man.
I do, our mystery guest of the morning. Our mystery guest is Stephen Price, a good friend and colleague of mine and the branch manager at Integrity Save a Tree, soon to be, I should say. I'm actually officially the branch manager, but Stephen is training to step into my role, and he's doing a great job of it right now, and it's just a matter of a couple of months. He's going to be fully flying solo and doing a great job. Steve, welcome to the studio today.
Thank you. It's great to be here, as always. Just absolutely love it.
Well, I just wanted to do you mind if I interview you this morning?
No, please, go ahead.
You know, I know you, but do I really know you? Do I know who you are?
I think you do.
We're going to find out a little bit more right now. Yeah. Tell me how you got started in the green industry.
You know, it's really cool. My dad was a contractor, a small-time contractor growing up. And so I grew up, you know, digging and doing concrete work and doing this and that. Whatever he could do anything. And so I grew up passing flyers out with him and helping him on the jobs and clover leafing, you know, at a young age. And
what's clover leafing?
Well, that's when you kind of go out, when you're doing a job, and then you pass out flyers or paperwork about what the services you offer to the neighboring homes right. around the job you're doing. And so I actually drummed up a lot of work for him. Look at this nice young man, you know, coming to the door. And I'd knock on the door and introduce myself and give a flyer. So anyway, so I kind of grew up in that environment. And then as we got older and we moved to Arizona, my dad started slowly getting into more of actual landscaping. And he kind of fell in love with plants and trees out here in the desert. And it was really cool. I remember driving around with him as a teenager and he'd go, son, that is an acacia stenophylla. And, you know, he was really getting into it. And it was bothersome at the time. But he did it so much that it started to just soak in.
Yeah.
And I just fell in love with plants and trees. And that's kind of how it got started.
Did you eventually move on educationally? I know you're a certified arborist. Was that part of that whole process?
It was, yeah. So what happened was as soon as I was graduating from high school, my older brother was in town. Now he moved from Connecticut. He grew up with my mom. And then he moved out here, and my dad said, hey, you know, you should start a lawn business because it's just I see these guys around, and this was back in the 80s. And my brother was, you know, he was pretty entrepreneurial. He didn't even finish, I don't know what grade, but he had a really good knack for business. And he started this lawn business. And I just graduated from high school. And he said, hey, I got a few accounts. Why don't you help me out? And I said, hey, I really want to go to college, you know, but I'll help you out, you know, so make a little extra money. And so that's kind of how it all started. We started mowing lawns. And next thing you know, again, he was a master. And we had like 200 accounts in the Moon Valley area. And within just a couple years, and we were mowing tons of grass every day. Yeah. And then I started going to college part-time, and that was my goal, is to go to college. So did a few years of college in the community college system here, Scottsdale Community College, where I mostly went, and got my 2 years done towards business. I wanted to be a businessman. I didn't want to cut grass. You know, I would grow up and be a businessman and take it a little farther than my dad did. And then, but boy, once that green gets in you and that grass gets in your nostrils and you used to, it's just something happened. And I just quit after 2 years going to school and just kept landscaping and having fun.
Is there anyone in particular who was an inspiration to you along the way?
Yeah, again, mostly my dad. He was just an amazing inspiration. I know that's kind of a lot of people say that, but he truly was, just as an entrepreneur. He worked really, really hard for us to get us, you know, through some really difficult times. And so I really respected him and just kind of got that hard work ethic from him early on. But at the same time, I have to really give kudos to a couple other people, and that would be my brother, like I just said, who really just was amazing at business and taught me a lot about reaching farther than you think you can be. And then I have to give kudos to also the Pike family, Mike Pike and his family, and Jimmy Castine over at another big landscape firm. I hope somebody tells them I'm mentioning them, because they really changed my life and got me into big business. And when I started with them way back, they said, we want you to become a certified arborist and run this division. And that was kind of the life changer for that.
Well, just over the last 6 months, you know, I've just been kind of observing you kind of stepping into this kind of new leadership role. And I'm just amazed at your experience, because you've had some experience in landscape construction, landscape maintenance, plant health care, you know, IPM, the, you know, integrated pest management. And I've seen you kind of the breadth of knowledge. In addition to you being a certified arborist, you've brought a lot of various skills to the table. And as we have, various service offerings, it's kind of nice to see the breadth of background you brought to the table. And I'm pretty excited. Tell me a little bit about what do you enjoy? What makes you tick? What's your passion?
You know, that's funny because I think that's why it shows is I'm really passionate about plants and trees, really passionate. I mean, it just really, really got into me. When I don't know something, I want to know. I remember customers asking me when I was young, and take, Steve, what is this plant, you know? And I'd stop the lawnmower, and I'd be like, I don't know. I'll find out for you, you know? And so I would quickly look it up, and I would tell them the next time. Sure. So my passion really is plants and trees. Other than that, and ties right in with that, I love being a dad. It's been one of the greatest joys of my life. I always wanted to be a dad, and I have three beautiful daughters, a variety of ages. And being a dad is
a grandchild now.
Too. Yeah, and now a grandchild from the three daughters, and that leads me into, you know, when I became an arborist, it was natural for me to move towards structural pruning of young trees, which is, you know, if we say we had a specialty, you know, that would be what I tracked a lot of trees that I pruned over the years, going through those, like you said, doing the maintenance and then landscape construction. And then big time maintenance and then big time construction, you know, from residential to commercial, and kind of got that whole, you know, breadth of knowledge through those experiences. And then again, becoming an arborist and going deeper into that, I just fell in love with that. Again, that growing up young trees and true sustainability from, you know, the onset, you know, from the beginning. Yeah.
And we're talking trees. If you'd like to join the conversation, 1-888-767-4348. Just hit 0 when the auto attendant answers, and that'll bypass the message, get you right into the studio. You can send text questions to 411-923. Or if you need a little help with plant or insect identification, you can snap a picture on your smartphone and forward that to info@rosieonthehouse.com. Any and all tree questions, we've got the experts in studio this hour. And when we get back from the break, we're going to talk about the tree of the month, the sugar bush.